The Bradshaws down at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. Let me try a Ford Escort this time, the four-door model. The four-door with the lift back. Actually, they call it a five-door sedan. I find out that they didn't have that last year. The first year of the Ford Escort, they just had the two-door and the wagon. And this year, they've added the four-door with a little lift back. Boy, that thing's comfortable. And one thing I found out, that with the front-wheel drive, it is quick cornering, and it seems to want to go anywhere. It's good to handle. Oh, it's easy to handle. I'm not going to tell you the thing handles like a big car, because it isn't a big car, but it definitely does not handle like a small car. It has independent front suspension, so each wheel has its own suspension system, and that gives it let me see if I can describe that. When you hit a bump with a normal small car, the whole car moves. With this thing, it takes the bumps in stride and still gives you a good, solid ride. For a small car, this thing is great. And it has room, plenty of elbow room. You got to try it. The Ford Escort at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. Now, this Ford Escort, the Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, allowed me to try. Oh, this is a delightful car. Now, I'm not going to tell you it handles like a big car, because it's a small car. It isn't a huge boat, but it doesn't handle like a small car. It handles too well to be a small car. And there's too much room on the inside to be a small car. Oh, there's plenty of elbow room. And one nice thing I like about it is most of the inside is washable. In fact, the whole thing is washable. It's great for a family. And it's a nice size for a family. And it's economical. The one that I had a four-speed transmission and a four-cylinder engine. Now, with that little four-cylinder engine, well, you wouldn't know it's a four-cylinder engine. You put that thing on the highway, it gets out and moves. In fact, it's a quick pickup on the car when you come away from a stoplight. That four-speed transmission helps you save some money, because that four-speed is actually an overdrive. You put that thing in overdrive, and it just cruises. Well-built car, too. Just delightful. You got to try this Ford Escort at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. And in fact, try it a couple of times. You won't believe it the first time. Try it twice. The Ford Escort at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. The Bradshaws down at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury in St. George. Mr. Bradshaw, let me have another car to try. This time, a Ford Escort. This is the one that was built from the ground up by Ford. Totally engineered from the ground up. I mean, the wheels and everything else. They engineered this thing. They began it brand new, put the whole thing together themselves, and gambling a whole bunch of money on it. Well, I think the gamble's going to pay off. This is a small car on the outside. On the inside, it's roomy. That was the first thing that struck me. It was easy to get in and out of. Now, I'm not huge, but I'm a good size guy. So when I got in, that was the first thing I noticed. I wasn't bumping elbows and things like that like you do with most of the foreign small cars about the same size. And comfortable? Oh, it's comfortable. A front-wheel drive, that was the first time I've ever driven a front-wheel drive car, and it handles well. That's the Ford Escort, and you can find it at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury in St. George, where they sell to sell again. Oh, I got a dandy this time. The Bradshaws down at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. Let me try the fancy one, the Lincoln Mark VI. You know, that luxurious two-door, powder blue is the one I had, with an automatic overdrive. When you get it out on the freeway, get it up about 45, 50 miles per hour, that automatically kicks in and automatically saves you fuel. So you not only have the luxury, but you have a fuel-saving economy. Believe it or not, in a Lincoln. This one had white leather interior, and I understand that if you spill anything on that, well, virtually anything, it'll clean right up. So it's not only beautiful and luxurious and comfortable, but it's cleanable. It's rugged, yes, on the inside. Oh, this one had almost everything on it. There are a few other doodads that they can put on a Lincoln, I find out, as if you'd want any more. This thing has a computer, and, well, I'll tell you a little bit more about it some other time, but got to try the Lincoln at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. Honestly, I never thought I'd ever have a chance to drive a Lincoln Mark 6, but the Bradshaws down at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury told me, try this one and see how you like it. Well, I tried it, and I love it. I just don't like it. I love it. This is a big, luxurious car with economy. It had the one I had the automatic overdrive. I guess that's on all of the Lincolns. But you get out on the freeway, kick that into automatic overdrive. In fact, it'll kick in itself about 45 or 50 miles per hour, and you start saving fuel in addition to driving in all that luxury. There's a power sunroof in the one I had, plus there's a little computer that reads out anything you want to read out. Gives you a checklist of things to run through to make sure the car is working properly. And if something goes wrong, this little computer starts flashing the message at you. Oh, of what's wrong, yeah. Which probably, there probably won't be much go wrong, ever. You got to try it. The Lincoln Mark 6 at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. You'll think you've died and gone to heaven. I knew it would happen eventually. The Bradshaws down at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury spoiled me. In honor of my wife's birthday, they let me take home a Continental, well, not a Continental, a Lincoln Mark 6. I understand the Continental's a different model in the Lincoln line, but the Mark 6, this is that fantastic, good-looking, beautiful, downright luxurious two-door that they have in the Lincoln line. It has a power sunroof so you can look at the sun, which we have plenty of in Utah's Dixie. It has a white interior. The one I had has a white interior, leather, and it's cleanable, which is nice. And more doodads on that dashboard. You could spend a lifetime just figuring out all the features that it has. Oh, it's easy to run. You need a little bit of a flight training in order to get it, but once you get the flight training, which doesn't take too long, you'll love it. You got to try the Lincoln Mark 6 at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury once in your life. Got to try it. And if you have the money, you got to buy it. The Lincoln Mark 6 at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. I tried that Escort for Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. They let me try a little Ford Escort. That thing is well built. And one thing that surprises me about that small of a car, they have that independent front suspension. That thing just steps lightly over bumps. It doesn't ride like a small car at all. It's comfortable, and there's plenty of room, and it handles well. It goes out on the highway and really zips. A little four-cylinder engine in the one that I had. But boy, that thing will get out and move on the highway. You got to try the Ford Escort at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. Oh, it makes you feel like you're Mr. CW Moneybags. Really. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, folks, allowed me to try that Lincoln Mark 6. Talk about luxury. Now, that is a fine automobile. Handles well, and it's comfortable. All you have to do is say Lincoln, and you know it's a quality automobile. And if it's possible, and it probably is, but Lincoln is made better than it ever was. Definitely a quality automobile. Got to try the Lincoln Mark 6 at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. It was the first time that I'd ever tried a four-wheel drive pickup. That Ford XL that the folks down at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury let me try. And it surprised me. It really did. I've been in pickups, nice pickups, before, and I've known that a good pickup will have plenty of room and will be comfortable, and this one was. What surprised me is how well this thing handled. A four-wheel drive pickup, it handles every bit as well as any other sort of pickup, and rides nice and plenty of room. Got to try it. The Ford four-wheel drives at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. Well, it's obviously a family car. All you have to do is sit in the thing to find out. The Ford Escort at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. The folks at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury let me try one. It's comfortable, it's roomy, it's cleanable for those with a family, but it's obviously a family car. It's just plain comfortable for the family. I put the whole family in there, the kids, the girls in back, and my little boy up front, and they just love this one. We took them out on the freeway and up and down the freeway. It's a comfortable car to ride in for a family. The Ford Escort at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. Just once in your life, just once in your life, you've got to get close to a Lincoln Mark 6 at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. The Bradshaws down at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury allowed me to drive one in honor of my wife's birthday. I took her out and around town. Oh, talk about the lap of luxury. And easy to drive. It surprises you. You think that you're scared to touch one of those big Lincolns, beautiful Lincolns. Got to try it, because the thing will handle well. If you can afford one, you got to buy one of these. The Lincoln Mark VI at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. The Bradshaws down at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury came to me with this idea of just trying some of their vehicles and telling you my initial reaction, what I thought about them. And the first thing was a four-wheel drive pickup. I mean, brand new one by Ford. The XL, whatever they call that thing. You'll have to go down and ask them exactly what the model name is, but ask for the XL, a four-wheel drive. You'll love that thing. That thing handles well on the road. I never thought a four-wheel drive pickup would handle well on the road, but that one does. You got to try it, a Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. I didn't realize the Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury in St. George also has a line of recreational trailers. Everything from the huge trailers down to the little ones that you want to drag around and take wherever you want to go. By Aljo. Now, the master company is Skyline that makes the Aljo Alley, but this Aljo Alley trailer is high quality. I mean, it is. All you have to do is walk inside and see how much livable area there is, how everything is arranged. And you got to try these. By the way, Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury also has an expert in trailers, Mel Kreitzer, who has gone through the school, and he knows his way around trailers. If you have questions after you buy one of these, he can set you up and have it working just the way you want it. And plus, there are some used trailers at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. So if you're looking for something to have here in St. George, if you're from out of the area, or if you're from St. George and looking for a trailer to take with you when you go away from Utah's Dixie, check at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. Not too many people are aware that Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury in St. George also handles the Aljo Alley trailer line. I mean, everything from the little Travelite trailers that you can take any place, go into the backcountry or take them all around the country, drag them around with you, and there you have your home right with you, and it's easy on the car or the truck. Everything from those little Travelites right on up to the big 40-footers that you can bring from Salt Lake down to St. George in the winter and just leave here, and you have everything you'd ever want to have in a home, a winter home. Everything in between, too. The Aljo trailer line of Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. They're authorized dealers, so if they don't have what you're looking for, they can order it. And they can order any sort of interior design, too. You got to check these things out. If you're into having a place to go in the winter or even in the summer, or to have a trailer to go up to Pine Valley with and just enjoy, you got to try this. Aljo at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. There's something new at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, and it doesn't have an engine. And no, but it is pulled by a car or a truck. It's the new Aljo Alley trailers at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. I think they have four or five down there right now. I got a chance to go into a couple of them, a couple of the regular trailers, and then one of the fifth wheel models, actually a couple of them. One of them is a 40-foot model. That is huge. You can stand up straight on the inside. It's like taking a house with you. You can go and park it in St. George if you live someplace else and come back to it, and you have a home in St. George. Just park at one of the fine mobile home parks or recreation areas, and then you have a home right there. Or you can get the little Travelite trailer or anything in between. The complete line is available. Now, there are about four or five to choose from right now at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, but they can order any of them. They have the Aljo line by Skyline is the company that makes it. You got to try these. Go look through them at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. That Thunderbird at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, that is one nice automobile. This is the automobile that a lot of people eventually settle on when they come looking for a luxurious car. Once they've tried a Thunderbird, it's all the luxury most anybody would ever want at a reasonable price. The Thunderbird just reeks of luxury. And yet it's a, it isn't too much so. It's just right. The Thunderbird of Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. I do have one criticism. It came from my four-year-old girl who isn't used to velour seats, and that's what this Heritage model Thunderbird had in it that I tried. She wasn't quite used to the velour seats, and she said, "Daddy, the seats are too furry." Well, with criticisms like that, you know it's a comfortable car. This one has the automatic overdrive, too. It saves you gas while you're traveling out on the road. Good road car. The T-Bird, the Thunderbird at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. The folks down at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury let me have another dandy to drive. Now, this time, a Thunderbird. Oh, I've had some fun driving the cars and trucks at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury and then telling you about my reactions to them. The Thunderbird is what I got. Oh, and this was out of the Heritage Series. The Heritage Series is the one with all of the luxurious appointments that go with the basic Thunderbird. Now, the basic Thunderbird is a whole bunch of car, and you add all of the extra little doodads on it, and that makes it all the more fun. This is not quite as fancy as the Lincoln Mark VI, that Continental Mark VI, but it's close. And it's a good car, good solid car, easy to handle. Handles like a sports car, very, very firm feel with that steering wheel. When you point it in a direction, it goes there. And it's economical. It has that automatic overdrive. It kicks in and saves you gas as you go. Try the Thunderbird at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. The folks at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury in St. George allowed me to try a Thunderbird. And this Thunderbird is one beautiful automobile for 1982. You got to try the Thunderbird. It has plenty of luxury, and yet it isn't too much so. It's just right. It's a good, comfortable car. It's an easy car to drive. It's a car that it gets out on the road and really moves, and it just goes where you want it to go, comfortably. The one I had, the Heritage model, had the extra sound system. You get normally four speakers with the radio, AM or FM, and it's beautiful. Then you flip a little switch, and suddenly you have a couple of extra huge speakers that are added to it. And, I mean, it's like having your own concert hall on wheels as you drive. The Thunderbird at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. Plenty of room, just easy to get around. You got to try it. Test drive a T-Bird at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. Did you know that Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury has a rental car agency right there? They're an affiliate of Budget Rent-A-Car, which is a national rent-a-car agency. Now, I didn't know that until just recently, and I found out the Budget Rent-A-Car is number three. You've heard about number two tries harder. Well, number three can save you money. Plus, you can get a choice of a whole bunch of different cars or trucks that they have to rent at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. Say you have relatives coming in from out of town, and they need some transportation. They don't want to tie up your car. Check at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury for a budget rent-a-car or truck. They have a 12-passenger van. There's economical compacts, Cougar, T-Bird, three station wagons to choose from, Mustang. Pretty soon there will be a Ranger and a four-wheel drive. A lot of things to choose from. Budget Rent-A-Car Agency for Utah's Dixie. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. Talk to Garth Pollock. He's the guy that heads up the agency at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. Budget Rent-A-Car at Bradshaw Ford, where they rent to rent again. Oh, I've been having some more fun with this time a little Ranger truck from Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, the brand new Ranger, 1983 model. This is one nice truck. The one I had a four-speed transmission in it. When you kick that thing into the fourth gear, it's just like an overdrive. Talk about saving you money. A four-cylinder engine. It's only a four-cylinder engine on the thing, but you wouldn't know it. This thing gets out on the road and moves. Feels like a big truck to drive, although it isn't a big truck. And it isn't a small truck either. It isn't a beefed-up little truck. It's a downsized big truck. The new Ranger by Ford. It's a little bit smaller than the F-150s, whatever they call them, the big Ford trucks. But it's a nice size. And you can get them in different bed lengths. So you can have a long bed or a short bed or whatever. You got to try the new 1983 Ranger truck at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, let me try one of the brand new 1983 Ranger pickups. They've just gotten a whole brand new shipment in. There are scads of them all over the place at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. But talk about fun. These things they're the mid-size truck. The brand new mid-size truck by Ford. The Ranger. 1983. I know it's early 1982, but it's a 1983 model. It isn't the little truck beefed up. It's the big truck sized down. It has things like double wall construction and the twin I-beam front suspension. You can get all of the extra doodads on it that you want. And talk about mileage. Great. It's just a well-built, fun truck to drive. And that four-cylinder engine gets out and moves. I mean, that thing has pickup. Goes out on the highway and boogies, if you know what I mean. The little Ranger. It isn't that little, but it's a nice size. The Ranger pickup at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. You got to try it today. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. Oh, I had fun with the little truck that the Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury let me try this time. The new 1983 Ranger. It's a fun truck. The one I had, I believe, was the XLS. That has a lot of the extra little doodads on it. Had four-speed transmission. It had the sport seats, the two seats side by side, not the bench seat, but the two of them right there. In fact, I even took my two girls and a couple of the kids in the neighborhood, and we all sat in that front seat. It was a little crowded, admittedly, with that many in there, five of us, four little guys, and only the two seats. But they had fun, and they loved that truck. And I love the truck. It was just fun to drive. When you take it out on the highway, it gets out and moves. Now, there's only a four-cylinder engine in this little Ranger, this 1983 Ranger. But I'll tell you, that thing has all the power that you'd ever want. You got to try it. The Ranger, 1983, at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. There's just no two ways about it. It's a fun truck. Yes, indeed. The new 1983 Ranger by Ford. It's now Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. I know it's only 1982, early 1982, but the 1983 Ranger is here. This is not a beefed-up little truck. This is a downsized big Ford truck. It has a twin I-beam front suspension. It comes in all of the fun things that the big trucks come in, like the two-tone paints. You can get that, or the air conditioning. This is a real honest-to-goodness air conditioning unit that runs with the truck. It isn't one of those little added-on jobs like they get with the little trucks. Two tanks, double-walled construction, big truck is what it is, only it's a little bit smaller than a big truck. They've taken the big truck down, and they just sized it down. The Ranger by Ford. A Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. You got to try this thing. You'll just fall in love with a brand new Ranger. At Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. You can tell by the construction of the truck that it's a hard-working truck. And that four-cylinder engine, it seems small when you say four-cylinder, but that will get out and move that truck. Oh, you're wondering what truck? The Ranger, the 1983 Ranger at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. The folks at Bradshaw let me try one. This is a fun truck to drive, and it's well built, like twin I-beam front suspension, double-walled construction, just like the big trucks. It's a downsized big Ford truck. You got to try the Ranger at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. Budget Rent-A-Car. It's at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. I bet you didn't know that. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury is an affiliate of the third largest national rent-a-car agency, Budget Rent-A-Car, and they have plenty of things to select from. In case you need an extra car for someone visiting or even a 12-passenger van, check with Garth Pollock at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. He heads up the Budget Rent-A-Car agency at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury with Budget Rental Car, where they rent to rent again. Now, you need that good, solid pickup, and you need economy at the same time. Now, you don't want to go to one of those little tiny pickups. You want something that has some payload space, will get out and move, has some strength to it, but you don't want one of those big gas hog type trucks. Well, yeah, I've got the thing for you. The Ranger, brand new one by Ford, the mid-sized truck. It's a downsized big truck built with the same toughness of Ford. I've tried one, a Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury. You got to try this one. The Ranger 1983 model at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again. You'll love it. The folks at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, let me try one of the new Ranger pickups, 1983s. Oh, this is a fun truck. It's just a fun truck to be around and to drive. No, this isn't a beefed-up little truck. This is a downsized big truck. It has all of the heavy construction of the big Ford trucks, like the twin I-beam front suspension and two gas tanks and double wall construction. You got to try it, the 1983 Ranger at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, where they sell to sell again.